What is up, my friend? What is up? Looks like it's going to be a slow night. A lot of people must be busy.
Oh, sorry, man. I just I sent you a request. As soon as you get a request, right? As soon as you get an invite, then you make a request. I mean, that invite screen just pops right back up into the phone.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It is, and you feel stupid for requesting, you know? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. Just got done around the house and I don't know. Didn't really see anything on TV. Not really a sports guy right now. And so I was like, I'm bored out of my mind. Somebody do something. Let's talk about some shit.
I was gonna actually get the piss on tonight and like throw a space, but I decided not to. I don't know. It's been fun. No booze over the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I heard it, man. That's good for you, dude.
Oh yeah, I didn't quit. No, there's no way I didn't quit. There's no way about nah. It's just getting older, you know, and want a good night's sleep.
Yeah, no,
just sleep hygiene sucks. Yeah, yeah. I sleep like 3.5 hours a night. I'm going insane. what's going on with you, man?
Oh man, what's not going on? Got a bunch of stuff happening. You know, always with balance, with NFT Nashville, managing the IBC gang, fucking everything, dude. Kids are homeschooled now. Like expanding the office. A little over $1 million penthouse condo in Nashville. So that's pretty exciting.
Party after party after party at Tang's place.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking there's going to be some VIPs. Definitely like it's going to be more like the speaker sponsors and like some VIPs as well. I don't know. I might actually do like some kind of contest or what, not contest, but like something fun, right? To kind of gamify it, but invite some people up there and have some drinks. At the penthouse and stuff like that, kind of just shoot the shit. So yeah,
sounds like a good plan, man. Do some trivia. I heard something about maybe some trivia stuff or something like that. Would it be Cosmos trivia or just any trivia? Sports history.
I think it should definitely be primarily Cosmos trivia, but I you know, definitely throw in a bunch of like non Cosmos because God bless. There are some times where I'm just so sick and tired of the Cosmos.
Oh man, I just stopped. I mean, every time I see some project and this project merger, that project and Stride and Umi and all, I just skip it. I don't know why, man. I just got this block.
Well, because it's all one and the same anyway. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah. And it's like people are trying to get like squeeze value out of stuff that doesn't have liquidity. You know, it's just man, I'm just going nuts. I mean, I guess, you know, I made all my friends here. And I don't want to alienate them. And that's why a lot of my spaces are, you know, Bitcoin and mining, quantum resistant ledger and just all sorts of,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I go in different areas and then people pop in. I notice people pop in, they notice the topic's not about Cosmos and they leave, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on guys, explore a little bit beyond Cosmos, you know?
There's so much more interesting things actually happening as well outside of Cosmos, that like, it's really weird to me because I've noticed that as well, that when people kind of like ditch right after realizing it's not like anything directly in the Cosmos, it does baffle me because like, isn't that what the Cosmos is trying to do? It's funny because everybody has this misconception that Cosmos is just trying to like connect within itself. We're actually trying to expand outwards and bring TVLs, you know, that way. So it's kind of like, I don't understand why people want to completely ignore what we're trying to reach out to anyway.
Yeah, and there's a lot of interesting stuff out there. I mean, when LK99 came out, I was building a miner, and I'm in a process right now of mining QRL. So I haven't started out the machine yet, but that's quantum resistant ledger, and that price thing, it doubled in price. And it's
How is that going? Like, what does that look like?
The person that you would want to talk to is actually SatsRunner. You ever follow him?
I think I've heard of him. I don't follow him though.
He's the one that wants to bridge DeFi. He works in TradFi, So he wants to bridge crypto, Cosmos and DeFi. I mean, rather Cosmos and TradFi. And he can't find any willing players because the thing is he's spent like decades in traditional finance. And now I got him into Cosmos. He was a Bitcoin maxi. And then he went to one of my spaces and all of a sudden he started listening to Carter got in there in one time. And it all became about Shade. And that thing really took off. That space just went flying. And that really convinced him that, you know, with the stable coin and stuff like that and the business model, that, you know, there is a bridge between the two. And the thing is just a lot of people in Cosmos don't want to play ball with TradFi because they don't really have much experience in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I was going to say it's because they don't have experience in it. That's exactly right.
And he's like trying to, so he's doing some mining. He started mining QRL as well. And he jumped over, I have to look him up, but he's mining some new stuff. Some interesting, very, very interesting stuff. I'll get back to you on that. But
let me know.
I'm trying to build. I'm building this thing right now, and it's called. Oh wait, the name of the project is called Verus, Verus. I don't know what the. And then you can mine it, and then you can validate it. I mean, there's so many different shit out there that, you know, I just don't want to confine myself within Cosmos. You know, you have the Cosmos townies. You know, we're talking about that. You know, and, you know, they all hang out at the same bar. They all drink the same beer. They all talk about the same stuff that's going on in the town. You know.
So, yeah, I get it. I'm much like you. I think I said it in a recent space that I much prefer proof of work over proof of stake. And like, I know being in the Cosmos, people are like, well, I am so much more of a fan of proof of work than I am proof of stake. I miss that because I used to mine ETH on a fairly large scale for a home miner. And like, man, I was really sad. To this day, I probably should have sold all those damn graphics cards and motherboards and stuff like that when I had a chance, when it was really, really, I could still probably sell them for a profit, but I still hold on to them because I'm like, I'm just somewhere deep down inside. I'm just like, I hope something comes out, not like rendering or stuff like that. I hope like a hybrid of some sorts or like something comes back out where you could start going back to proof of work again. I just think I'm so much more bullish on that than anything else.
Yeah, I'll send you something that he sent me, and it's total directions entirely. All the stuff you need to mine QRL, which is very easy to mine. And the other part is, I think it's connected to Monero, so you can Ooh. Also, yeah, you can mine Monero as well. So some of that old equipment, you know, you can mine it from your laptop if you want to overheat it. You know, I mean, yeah. You know more about it than I do, but there's a lot out there. So I just want to branch out to other communities. I mean, I go in the dot spaces and those guys are just, it's like talking to a bunch of Germans. It sounds so horrible, you know, but no, but it's a compliment. They're so efficient about the conversation. You know what I mean? We're all over the place, emotional.
Funky. Have you ever talked to Funky?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Funky always, not that he's doing it on purpose, but he makes me feel, cause I used to, not that I was like heavily involved, but I used to hold quite a bit of dot, you know, it was kind of like my hedge against. If I was going for interoperability, but I was like, I'm just gonna hold both to see what happens. I don't hold as much now. I definitely still have some dot, but I don't go into the conversations as much anymore because I just don't say anything that's, I'm gonna say that, but like I feel like I'm gonna eat my words too, because Funky might like just his ears might be twitching when I'm talking about this, and he'll just come up here and tell me everything that's happening. But I just don't find anything really appealing as far as like driving liquidity over to dot right now, because like, you know, I'm always thinking like as an investor, I think everything is interesting, but like as far as like getting involved or like bringing liquidity over there, I just don't see any like real reason right now. And so like I have been out of the loop with dot spaces, but that's good that you do that, man. I need to do more of that.
Yeah.
By the way, what's up, Crypto Dungeon?
Hey, Crypto Dungeon. Yeah, I use a lot of hey, what's up?
Not much. How are you guys?
Very good. Very good. I was just about to say that I use private research. So that's how I got into crypto. So I still get those recommendations is from all different ecosystems. So I have to know all about them. So that's kind of where I come from. So I just wanted to finish that point. Go ahead, Crypto. My apologies.
Oh, I'm good. I was just listening to you guys. I had to put my daughter to bed, but I'm good now.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. You saw my tweet. I was bored as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
My wife comes home in about an hour and a half. I got to go pick her up from the airport, and I'm like, man, I got to get in a good conversation before she comes home, and I got to listen to that conversation.
I have to pay attention to mine soon at some point, but.
You got to do what?
I have to pay attention to mine at some point here, but.
Yeah. It's a necessary evil for sure, man. For sure.
Can hang out for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah, no, if you don't mind me pivoting a little bit. So what I was, messaging you, and I don't know if you were in on, the White Whale or no, actually it was the, I guess it's both. It was like the Migaloo, the sale program and like everything that they were doing. Today, I was on there, and tomorrow I actually have to facilitate a conversation about the Juno proposition that they're putting up, to bring Juno onto their sale program. As somebody that's in Juno and validates for Juno, I think we've talked about this before, but do you mind if I ask, personally, what do you think about that proposal? Like, what are you guys going to vote, if you don't mind me asking?
I actually don't really know too much about White Whale. I mean, I got a little bit of an airdrop and I kept some of it, staked it. And I think actually it's one of the first times I sold some, which, cause it was soaring. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I need to read more about it, but I feel like you'd be able to explain that.
I wish I was better at it. But basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring. Well, I don't. So it's so weird. I don't want to use the wrong words because the community is never going to be out of like power per se when it comes to bringing over Juno from the community pool onto their platform. But in a sense, what they're trying to do is they're trying to involve Juno in their DeFi, like scene that they have going on. And I, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody might know this more than I do, but like Migaloo has, I think about like 3 mil, like of liquidity on their platform, which I don't know what, and I was wondering that, and I just didn't really want to look because I didn't want to get depressed, but like, what does, I don't think, like, honestly, right now, Juno has nothing, right? And so, like,
well, they have a little bit in wind, but it's not much.
Yeah, like, it's not much at all. But, like, in my eyes, I know, like, the Juno working group, which, again, I'm a part of, I'm kind of separating myself every single time I speak about this, which is, I don't know if it's unfair or if it's a good, like, puts me in a good light by doing so, but I really don't care. I'd rather have the best thing happen for Juno than like me stay on any kind of position, which I don't even know if it's like matters. So I'm definitely speaking on my own accord here, not as a Juno working group, but like I know they're trying to like have everything wait and get paused until like like a structure and what are they calling it, the constitution and all this stuff is set in place. But like again, I've said it so many times, I just feel like we're gonna wait forever. And it's never going to be good enough. And we're just going to watch the community pool go from, you know, $10 in value. I'm just throwing out a number to like nothing if we just keep doing nothing. And so like, I think this is a good opportunity for us to start, you know, bringing value back to the Juno token in some small way and more, not even so bringing value back. But I think this is a good tool for the Juno network and the people that are still active within Juno, whether it be developers, retail holders, or like validators. I think this is a good way to get the ball rolling in the right direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I really haven't had a lot of time to look over it. I know they did a Spaces on it and the devs didn't seem excited about it, but.
Yeah, it's and that's kind of, like, I don't know. I will say, like, and I'm cool with every one of them, right? Like, Netta, they're on the working group. I've been cool with Netta forever. I praise them for a bunch of different things as well. And I respect them. They usually have some really good conservative insight or, like, opinions about things. But, you know, when it comes to investing, you can't be ultra conservative because you're never going to make good returns if you're just always trying to protect everything all the freaking time. It's about risk management, right? And that doesn't mean just in one way, like always like be conservative and manage your risk in that kind of way. There's some times where you literally have to swing or else just risk like, you know, getting walked or getting struck out for not, you know, swinging. And so I guess my criticism that I've been seeing with the core members, core one, core two, some of the Juno working group and, you know, any one of them that are on the sub DAOs is they're in this position themselves personally, so that they you know, they have their biased opinion, but they're being too conservative, and it's almost to the point where it's doing more damage than it is doing any good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something to think. I don't know if anybody else also is in here that has an opinion about it. Just raise your hand. I would definitely like to hear you guys' opinion about it as well, because we're going to be talking about it quite a bit, especially tomorrow on this space and going forward. And one of the things I kind of want to pivot and talk to you about is, you know, if the overwhelming powers that be say no to the proposal in Juneau, I think that the people that may want to take more of a risk and want to see some stuff get done should start swapping stuff into balance, and we just appeal to the Migaloo White Whale group or the Cell program and say, hey, include balance in it. And, you know, just that'd be a way for the Juneau ecosystem to get exposure into it. And even the people without having to worry about like the bigger entities holding her hand and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
And I think it'd bring a lot of like a lot of value now, not just to Juneau, but a lot of more value to the balance token. So I thought it was like, you know, amongst the chaos, you always got to be optimistic and find the opportunities within even the shittiest times, or, you know, some of the more frustrating times. And I was just talking to him today, and I just like in the car, I was like, that makes a world of sense. Why wouldn't balance just, you know, throw their hat in there if it gets turned down? It'd be the perfect scenario, again, you know, for the people that are left in the Juneau network that don't want to necessarily, like, you know, just watch the thing go to shit. So, I don't know, just something to think about. What's up, Strike? What's up, IBC Smile? What's up, Smiles Indigo? Butt Sniffer? I love the Butt Sniffer's name is freaking hilarious. Butt Sniffer? Yeah, yeah. But anyway, like, yeah, I mean, I just think we got to do something for that part of the cosmos. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. So
I just, yeah, I mean, I don't know the white whale guys too much. That's, I would love to get to meet them. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I would suggest just go to a space, right? Like, go to their spaces, read their. You can just follow them. I think they've been posting about it quite a bit. You can read their recent post, and I think they have an article up. But it would be smart. It would be at the bare minimum. I definitely suggest the people in the Juneau ecosystem at least do that. Like I you know, the voting thing, whatever. You know, it's going to go whichever way it goes. But at least start reading. You know.
So we already had a vote, correct?
And no, it was, I think it was just on Commonwealth, which typically, so in the more perfect world, which
things okay, have just so they never been, actually put it to the vote yet. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in a perfect ideal world in the Cosmos ecosystem, the structure of the way that it should go, that is acceptable. I'm like air quoting all over the place. I know you guys can't see that, but all proposals in my mind should always go up as a, like, oh gosh, what do they call it? Kind of like just community. Oh fuck, what is the term now? I've talked about this so much, I forget the actual term. A signaling proposal. So all initial thought processes and things that want to get taken seriously as a proposal should be going through as a signaling proposal on Commonwealth. Not a lot of people actually go to Commonwealth to engage in those signaling proposals, but that's how it should go. And then, depending on the feedback, the proposer and or the community, right, should get the general gist of the sentiment that gets responded to with that signaling proposal, and they can choose to follow up on their initial, request or proposal, or just withdraw it and like restructure it per the feedback that they get. If it goes forward, the next step that they would do is they would, put it up as an actual proposal. And that then it would go on chain. Like it should go up, I think, on Commonwealth first, and then it should go up on chain after a couple of days.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the way that it should typically go. A lot of times, though, it hasn't. People have just kind of like said, fuck it, let's just throw stuff up there. And sometimes that shit passes. So I get it. What's up, little Gaines?
What's up, Gaines?
don't know if he's probably getting ready for work. I'm throwing my speaker. Just because. Yeah, but it's an interesting opportunity. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's the best opportunity for Geno. My humble opinion is I would like to see us take advantage of an opportunity, maybe not in the full capacity that they're requesting, but like maybe, you know, if we do in a more conservative way, like maybe a little bit scaled back variation of what they're asking. I don't know if it's like detrimental to the proposal or not, the amount of what they're asking. I'm sure it is. And, you know, there is a rhyme or reason why they asked for that much. But I was wondering if there was a way to kind of scale in, see how it goes. And then if it goes good, you know, in the next 6 months, you just scale in more or something like that. So, oops, I think I got a request. Nope, I don't got a request. Twitter's been so weird, man. So freaking, I see a request, but I don't even see. So if anybody's requesting and I don't see it for some reason, I'm very sorry because I just don't see it. It says it, but I don't see it.
What's up, Tank?
What's up, dude?
Hey, fucking, Truth said that he wanted me to run a giveaway. Is he talking about a ticket giveaway?
I think so.
Ah, okay. All right. I must have missed this message.
I missed some of it too. Like there's so much messages in the Telegram groups.
Yeah.
I didn't know exactly what he was talking about too, because I'm going to do a giveaway. But I was like, let me see what they're doing first.
Okay. Okay. He said, I got to do a meme contest for my giveaway.
Is that it? That'd be fun, actually.
Oh, I need to buy the ticket and then give it away? Is that what he's asking me to do?
No. So we have 10 tickets set aside to do giveaways. But I just bought that one ticket because I was trying to iron out the issue that we were having with Stripe and stuff like that. And I figured if we bought it, it just would go kind of right back. All we'd lose is the little fees. And then we could use it as like a giveaway thing too.
Okay. All right. Let me just get some more information from him, because I'm not sure if he wants it to be like a meme for NFT Nashville or a meme making fun of like Don or something, or Gus. I don't know.
I think it should be like a little bit of both. I think it probably, if we're giving it away for the NFT event, I mean, it probably should have something to do with the event. But I definitely think you should poke fun of Joe and Don or somebody.
All right. I'll definitely think of something.
You getting ready to go to work, man?
I still have about an hour left, and I'm just wrapping up some work here at home. Dude, I'm so far behind with DMs right now. It's ridiculous.
Bro, you're always working, man.
I know, bro. I know. Oh, man.
It's all right. I get it, dude. I get it.
Yeah. Yep. Having fun, though, right now. Having fun. Dude, at work, like in my real life job, I'm working on this fucking big ass project, and he's not the CEO of the company that I work for, but he's like a few steps down. He's a big shot though. He's coming to visit next week, and this project that I've been working on for like almost a year, I'm finally like almost done with it, and they want me to like have it ready for when he comes next week. So I'm under a little bit of pressure too in my in real life job. You know, it's a pretty big project, so. Yeah, man, things are a little crazy right now for me.
That's good though, man. That's good problems to have. Stress like that is it's you got to manage it, but it's better than not being fucking in demand, you know.
Yeah. Hey, so the Rec Gang, they are bridging over to Stargaze for sure, because I've seen some tweets up on Twitter or some X posts, whatever, bro. God damn it.
Yeah. No. I saw it. I don't know. I think a lot of people have already talked about the Rec Gang and coming over to Stargaze. I share the same feedback that everybody else. I just wish that it wasn't like, I don't know. I wish the feel felt like more intentful than it was. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes any sense.
Hmm. So I got to check in with the Rec Gang, see what they're up to. Because I thought the vote ended on Sunday. I thought the vote ended on Sunday, but it seems like they're for sure bridging over. So maybe the votes went a little crazy or something with Base and Stargaze.
I'm sorry, but my oldest son was talking to me and I was trying to listen at the same time. What did you say?
No, it's okay. Maybe the votes were very, very strong on Stargaze side versus base, and that's why they're just gonna. That's why they're saying, yeah, we're just gonna bridge over. But do I don't
you
know.
Think, do you think like you're an NFT, you're like way more of an NFT guy, and maybe everybody else can answer this as well. Like, I'm just not even interested in base.
I checked out the platform when the Red King started talking about it, and it didn't really appeal me.
Is the appeal just because it's Coinbase's platform?
Yes.
Is that it?
Like, and you know that Coinbase, being how they are, they're gonna really just try to grab the ETH market or get attention from the ETH, you know, NFT communities. They're not gonna pay attention to anybody else. It's just gonna be ETH. It's just gonna be another OpenSea, you know.
So projects are just basically trying to be some of the first ones out there to be like Genesis projects on there. Is that what it is?
Basically, that's what it is. And like, imagine coming to a new platform that's huge, that's more focused on ETH. You know, how is it going to be like for a smaller creator to build a community there? I don't know. You need to know people to get ahead when you're in a platform like Base.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, I think it would be kind of hard.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a sec. My wife is calling me. One sec, bro.
Yeah, no good. No, all good. Oh, man. Ah, man. What else haven't we... Gus, what's going on? Outside of the cosmos, man. You're our resident outside of the cosmos.
Trying to escape the cosmos. Not much. I mean, everything's getting hammered, man. I sent some phantom. I made a rookie mistake, my first mistake in crypto in nearly 4 years. I sent phantom to KuCoin. By the way, guys, get your stuff off KuCoin.
Is it today? When are they doing that?
Today's the last day, I think.
Is it today?
Yeah. And I was a total bonehead. I sent, I was like half asleep and I sent Phantom to sell it. This is like about 2 weeks ago. And it said, you know, Phantom had changed his network, but the address still looks like, you know, it's an OX address, 0X address, Ethereum. So I just wasn't looking and I sent it to the wrong address. I lost about $2,000 in Phantom. Oh, boneheaded God. Move. Oh, that hurt. Yeah, so it's just sitting in a wallet out there. How can I get that wallet? Can I like create that wallet and like own it or what? Yeah, it sucks.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, KuCoin did say, hey, make sure that, you know, this is the Phantom network. I'm like, yeah, it's a 0x address and on the Ethereum. It's associated with Ethereum, but you know what? It is the whatever you call it, the Phantom network on Ethereum, whatever. So I thought it'd be an FTM address, but I said, this is a 0x address. Okay, we're good to go. Send it. Oh, no test transaction, nothing. I mean, I do that all the time. I just go, just send it, you know? But I heard there was like, there was a new scam or something like that where the SEC or the, some government agency ended up taking somebody's crypto, a scammer's crypto. And what he did is he created an address and that was similar to the one that they were using. And sent a test transaction or something like that. And he was able to get the money back. I forget what it was, but they fell for it. And it was his address. And the first four symbols and characters were the same, the last four as well. But they didn't bother reading in the middle. I don't know how you do that, but he did it and he got the money back. Just like did a jujitsu move on the SEC or whoever it was.
Yeah.
The CB, you know, CFPC or whoever the hell it was that did it. But that's a boneheaded move. And then what else is going on in crypto these days? Geez, outside the ecosystem. Wow, that's a good question. I'm so focused on getting this mining rig together. Gotta think. I mean, Harmony has been
did you see where that judge dismissed that case against what's the exchange and said that Bitcoin and ETH are commodities in doing so?
Oh no, I did not.
What's why am I having so much brain fart today? I don't think I get enough sleep either.
I get it. I remember reading some news like that. Some news.
Yeah, but, that's really like it's funny how things happen that way. Like, you know, they talk about that all the time on all the other spaces and the shows and stuff like that. And even in regular trade, like things when things come out as far as the news, it's always like in bundles. It's never separate, right? Like you get what did we have recently? We had that happen this past week. We had the news about Grayscale and the judge, you know, and the SEC kept basically losing another posturing position that they had in the crypto industry. And there was one, and of course, like the whole Ben thing, like, I don't know if that really matters, but like the BitBoy thing, it's like, it's just weird how things kind of just come in bundles all the time.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, it's barfing up. It's sort of like, you know, when you go out and get drunk one night or something like that, and you end up, you know, throwing up all the food and all the alcohol and everything, and then you're just dry heaving bile. You know what I mean? That's really what the market's doing right now. That's, I mean, the news cycle. And you know what? Every little bit of news about, say, the, you know, the spot ETFs and stuff, any little bit of any victory will pop the market and immediately goes down. I just read a Gareth Soloway post before I got on here, and it's just like, this is following as planned. It's going to keep going down, these little pops. And you know what? I think I'm starting to believe him that it's going to go like sub 20,000. And I don't want to believe it, but you know what? I've got to question myself. You know, he's been right all along. I think he got something wrong, but he's just a little bit off on the timing this time. But I do think they're going to drive it down. And I also think that the SEC can like actually delay a decision for another 245 days or something like that. I forget what it was. And it's like, damn, they could extend that. You know what I mean? Review.
They're going to extend. Well, you just saw too, like that was another thing that just came out, was like, they basically, all the other ETF requests just basically got postponed, and they're going to
45 days. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just going to keep pushing. They're going to do that as many times as they possibly can. But then again, like also I was telling in the rack space, like I also saw a lot of analysts in TradeFi saying, you know, that more than likely you might see an ETF for Bitcoin get approved before the end of this year. So
yeah, there was like a 75% chance of that, 96% chance next year. But here's an interesting part. You have to think about the Mt. Gox release, and also what is not.
Oh
the,
yeah, we forgot that.
Yeah, the FTX release. Is it FTX or Mt. Gox and one more? And then
I know I've had so there's Mt. Gox, and then there's, I know which one you're talking about. But then you also got to think about like the litigation that is still going on for, like, the only one that ever I got exposed to, and it wasn't that much, thank God, but was with BlockFi. And like I know, like I get consistent emails from BlockFi because I had some Bitcoin, some ETH, and some other things in their interest bearing account. And it's really interesting. Like, I've actually been wanting to do streams about just that because I don't think a lot of people just wrote it off. And, you know, I get it. Like, you're probably not going to get your full amount back. That's just not how it goes.
Yeah.
But it does look like they're getting closer and closer. I know on my BlockFi just recently, I think it was like literally the past month, I got a notification that anything that was sitting just on my normal, on the normal platform of it, I was able to actually withdraw. And I just withdrew it really quickly. Yeah. So it was like, you know, it's just a couple thousand dollars on my normal side, but like my interest bearing account, like where I had some Bitcoin and stuff like that. I forget I think what it was is like when I first got into mining, I used NiceHash, and like NiceHash had this thing with Coinbase and BlockFi where you could literally just like pick to have it sent there whenever you claimed or like whatever it was. I don't know. I can't really remember. I think it was that on like why I had it going there and just going straight into interest account. But in any case, you got that stuff happening too, right? So people are going to start getting their crypto back.
Yeah. And the thing is I think a lot of it's going to be cash. So I think there's something about it being cash as well. And then if the SEC delays another 245 days, and they start selling at the same time, all that crypto that happens at the same times, you know, or thereabouts, I think they could get it under 20 for sure. But you know what, Bitcoin's been very, very resilient. But you also have an election year. This year's, you know, the markets love stability. They love gridlock because they like to have, you know, the Republicans in control of one part and then the Democrats in another, right? And so that creates deadlock. And then they like deadlock because nothing gets done. And that creates a market where things are stable. But you know what, this year with Trump, you know, I don't get into politics, as you guys probably know. I don't post anything about politics, but with Trump, I mean, that is a surprise to me. I had somebody tell me 2 years ago, you watch, Trump's going to win again. I'm like, you're stoned, you know? And
you're drunk, go inside.
It's like, get out of your tree. But you know, it's, that's really, that's another big thing. You know, you've got that uncertainty. You've got all this uncertainty in politics. You got Jerome Powell. He's a Democrat. Is he gonna? Is he actually gonna pause for the elections? Do you think? And then Bitcoin. You know, the ETF decisions and the release of the Mt. Gox Bitcoin. I can't remember, for goodness sakes, I can't remember the other ones. And you got all these things, all these stormy events that just, you know, I just wish there was some clarity from at least a couple of the actors out there, you know, and that would create, sort of at least stabilize the price.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's a lot. There is a lot, you know, with everything that is hopeful recently that's been being put out there. I said it again on a stream. Like I'm still playing it very conservative. I still think there's probably a more of a chance of bearish price action or something bearish happening sooner before something bullish happens. And so like I've just been kind of sitting back. Whenever I've taken a couple small nibbles at positions, I'm even up right now. I could actually, on the recent buys that I did for Bitcoin and ETH, I could actually take out again profits. But I'm just kind of like sitting back because it wasn't anything that was crazy anyway. So we'll just see what happens, man. I still think that there's a good possibility Bitcoin wicks down to about like 15, 14. I know it doesn't seem like very far away and it's kind of silly to even say this, but I don't think that it's going to go to 12 or 10 like everybody wants. It could for like a fast hot second wick down to that 15 range. But I think it's going to get scooped up at that range, man.
Yeah, there's so many limit orders out there. The other part is I'm down 4.15% right now. That's huge for me. And well, I'm not saying it's huge, but I'm just saying that that hurts. And but you know, one thing you might want to think about, guys, and something I've been looking over. I looked over all the Bitcoin IRAs out there, and I did this report for somebody. I sent it off in a DM, and I just gave it to them, and I ended up erasing all the DMs that I had with that person. And like an idiot, and I never like wrote down my research. I never saved it into a Word document. I mean, I spent an entire day researching crypto IRAs, right? Because if you guys want to like move your money over from boring old stocks, if you have an IRA, a traditional IRA, a SEP IRA, or any of those IRA structures, you know, around the world, or ESAs, I don't think they cover ESAs, but You can do it now. I mean, you're not going to get a better price, I don't think. Yeah. So, if, you know, I'm almost 100% unbanked, except for a checking account and an IRA. And I'm just like, I'm getting ready to move that IRA over because I know it's going to be the last time.
Guys, also not financial advice. If you guys aren't taking like advantage of Roth IRAs and stuff like that, like, what are you doing?
And me too. Not financial advice. It's just something I'm going to do, you know, so. I think exactly. Would you know, you have a 401k, you can also start an IRA at the same time. You're allowed what are the contribution limits now? 6,500, probably 7, right? Per year.
I was gonna say, I thought it was more than that. I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look. I have an old man. Actually, it's I shouldn't say this. I'm such an asshole. My old man that handles all my stuff literally just met with me before I came down to the beach house. At the office, and he was talking to me about like the kids and all that stuff. I think it was 6 for us is like what we're putting into it. Now that I'm talking out loud. I have my stuff set on autopilot and like, I don't want to know it until like something crazy happens. And that little old man just comes in and tells me the numbers. And if something changed, and that's all I care to know. I don't keep up with stuff anymore.
If you want to blow his mind, just say, Dad, listen, I'm thinking about doing a Bitcoin IRA. What do you think about that? I don't know if he'd be receptive to that or not.
No, it would cause him. He's literally, I love him to death. He's literally so old that I'm serious gut bang. Every single time he comes to talk to me, I'm afraid and I kind of get anxious and mad that he's going to die on me while he's in my office talking to me. It's like that. It's like when he's so good, but he's getting to the point where it's like, okay, you got to think about, like, I literally told him at the table, I was like, when are you going to retire? And I wasn't like asking, I was like kind of like nudging him. I was like, bro, you need to, because he was trying to talk to me about the boys and like us making contributions for them. And like, he tried to do this simple math formula. And I swear to God, he got like within an inch of the paper and the table. And I was like, can you see? He was like, my eye, you know, all this old man problems. And I was like, you should just retire. You should just retire. Yeah, don't die. But if I brought up Bitcoin IRAs, he'd probably have a heart attack on me, right? I would never do that to him.
The thing is, he probably enjoys still guiding his son. You know what I mean? Old men like to do that. I got all three kids over this for this Labor Day weekend, and you know, they're in their 20s now, two of them, and you know, they still come to me for advice and stuff, and I still enjoy giving it to them. You know, they don't listen to me about anything, but sometimes they'll say, what do I do about this? It's usually law stuff or financial stuff or something like that.
I still go to my dad. My dad, I love the man to death. He's a smart man. He's a doctor. Like everybody above me is like doctor, married to a doctor. My father-in-law is a doctor, and everybody's fucking medical people. Not that they're smart by any means, but like, you know what I mean? But like, I still, to this day, I know I'm more financially savvy than he is. And like, I have more money than him, all this other stuff, but I still go to him, even if I know, to ask him questions. Like it's just something, man. Like kids will always go to, especially men and fathers, like, sons and fathers. Like I still do it to my dad. He was
here at the beach house, and it makes him feel good too, you know. Makes him feel great, you know. He feels like he still has value, you know, in the family and stuff like that. I mean, my daughter always calls me whenever the car breaks, you know what I mean? She's all, you know,
not that they're doing that to you, Gus, but I'm just
yeah, I mean, they do it all the time. They call me. It's usually when they're in trouble, they're freaking out, and then they call me. And I'm just like, listen, if you do anything wrong, you like rob a bank or like rob a liquor store and you're like into drugs or something like that, do not call me.
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting a public defender. I'm not calling my friends. No way. Yeah. And I'm not, don't even
everything
bother.
Else, though, everything else is fine. If you're drunk like, at the side of the road, you can give me a call. But don't call me if you rob a bank.
If you're drunk driving, no, you're being taken away. I have no, empathy with sympathy whatsoever.
Fucking so hilarious. Oh man, I hope, I'm knocking on wood, man. I tell my kids that all the time. I'm like, look, dad will always be there. If you're like in a weird situation, you're out with your buddies, you just don't want to do something, or maybe you're just drunk and you know for the life of you that like you should not go anywhere, call me. I will fucking come get you. I will not be mad at you. I'd rather you call me and I drive 2 hours anywhere in the middle of the night to come fucking get you than you do something fucking dumb that you're going to regret.
Exactly. And don't ever let your friends do any peer pressure on you. I mean, just a lot of times.
Fuck friends, bro.
I can't tell how many times back in college or whatever, my friends are like, oh, yeah, you can drive the car. You can drive the car. Don't worry about it. You're fine, Gus. You're fine. Don't worry. You're fine. You drive. And I'm like, you know, and you're way far away and you know your parents are not going to pick you up. And it's a winter night. You're sitting in a parking lot and it's friggin' cold. You know, I'm not going to tell you how that played out. They didn't have Uber back then. But anyway, I guess I found another friend to do it. But, you know, if they're out there, they're trapped, I'm going to go rescue them. But if they make that stupid decision and not call me and wake me up and feel, I told them, I said, I'll be grumpy, but I'm not going to be angry at you. You know, you do the right thing.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference between it. So, yeah, no, man, fucking life, dude. It's a funny thing. But yeah, I still call my dad, still depend on my dad. Guys, I don't know if you guys have moms and dads. Give them a call. Just harass them. Say, hey, old man, old lady, just wanted to say I was thinking about you. And then hang up on them. It'll be great. What's up, kid? I thought you were sleeping. I thought your space was going, and I thought you were sleeping the entire time. I came in there, and you were the only person in there. It was just coming up to me. What's up, ma'am?
I was asleep, and then I woke up. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm still in a Twitter space. And then I'm like, nobody's here. And then I see you had one.
So funny. Hey, you know, it's funny though. If you leave trash cans open, you might catch raccoons in it just hanging out. I've done that before where I just leave it open and like people are just like using it to host spaces and stuff like that. It's kind of weird. It's like house parties, right? Just leave the door open. Leave the door open and plug it in. Kit, what have you been up to?
Oh, I'm not ready for all this engagement. I'm still trying to wake up.
And what the fuck are you doing taking a nap in the middle of the, like, it's fucking 8, it's 8:20. What are you doing taking a nap before you go to bed?
I don't go to bed until like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. So the weekend is here.
That's even more. What are you doing?
It's Labor Day weekend. It's Labor Day weekend.
You're old like us. What are you talking about? Go to bed.
All right. Good night.
She's like, yeah, now she said it. I'm going to bed.
Old like Gus. I like that. That's
I didn't say old like Gus. I said old like us.
Oh, us. Oh, okay. I thought you said Gus. I'm like, that's not nice.
But yeah, you could be old like us. I don't know.
Memes, old memes. Yeah, Gus. Yeah, you're just so. Yeah. But yeah, you'll see how old I am in Memphis. And Nashville. What's this? That's right. See, my memory is gone.
Not drive to Memphis.
It's totally shot. You know, it's shot. I can't remember anything these days. Yeah.
Hilarious. Ah, Kitman did go down there. I was going to ask her if she's bringing. Gaines was making jokes earlier. Kit, come back up. Are you driving the trailer or are you just driving the Jeep? Like, what are you doing? Did you buy your ticket? I saw a bunch of people actually going to stay at the, I think it's called the Glow. These fucking places, I swear. So a couple of people shared with me. I don't want to like dox them or nothing like that, like where they're staying. And I was like, I haven't even heard of these. Who names a fucking hotel Glow? Like, I get it, but like, why?
That's what's on your face the next morning. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like.
Is it like the red light district?
No, Nashville don't have that. This is the Bible Belt over here. They don't got that kind of shit.
Oh, it's a front. It definitely is a front.
It's a front. Yeah, it's just a no. It's a. I think it's a hotel that's actually pretty close to the airport, which is kind of smart actually, because if you're wanting to go do things afterwards, like it's a probably a good location to go to, like Franklin, Brentwood, downtown Nashville. And then like I suggest people go check out Opryland Hotel, because that's just a beautiful place during that time. I'm telling you, they have, if you guys have ever been to the Gaylord hotels, they put on, I don't know if it's just Nashville, but they put on the best looking holiday light show and events ever. And like Nashville is no joke up there with like some of the best I've ever seen. So like, during that time, if you guys are there and you guys have time, I definitely suggest before or after the conference, go check out that hotel. I promise you it's worth it. You can walk that. It's like, it's fucking huge. I don't know exactly how big the hotel is, but it's got like three different ecosystems in the damn hotel.
Real quick, Tank, I meant to ask you, you know, I looked at the in Google Maps, like where the actual suite is and stuff, and then where downtown Nashville is.
Yeah.
So it would be smart to get a hotel in downtown Nashville, right? And then just drive out to the suite, you know, be, you know what I mean? Don't drink anything and then party in downtown.
Yeah. And that's what Joe's doing it. I gave out my list if you wanted to be closer. You know, for some of the people that might just be staying like one day or something like that before the event and then like going back. So you could stay in Franklin. It will be probably more pricier if you go up to staying in Nashville. I know Joe said he wanted to stay in the town just north. So it goes in Middle Tennessee, it's Nashville, and then it's the events just south, about 20 minutes south of Nashville. And it'll go Nashville, Berry Hill, Brentwood, and then Franklin. And that's where the event is in Franklin. Joe's staying in Brentwood, which is like a 10-minute drive up to New York, up to Nashville, and then like a 10-minute drive down to Franklin. So that's a good in-between. If you guys are looking, consider Brentwood. It's a nice, all these places are nice in comparison. Like I don't know how that comes out, but Nashville is a pretty nice fucking place. But all of them are going to be a good choice.
So where's all the partying going to happen? If it happens, it's going to be in Nashville, of course, right?
Yeah, it's going to probably be in Nashville. I know, like, obviously the VIP event in the condo that I'm going to be putting up later is going to be in Nashville. It's like literally 5 minutes from the convention center. And then Joe and ONFT and I think a couple of others wanted to do side events as well. And I think they're all aiming to do it up in Nashville. So it'll probably all be up in Nashville. So if you're wanting to do all that, if you're planning on participating and hanging out with your buddies and friends, I definitely probably would stay up there.
Yeah, I know I'm not VIP, so I'll be like carrying around the box of Franzia. So yeah, we'll just like sit on the street. We'll sit on the street corner together, you know, and just like drink Franzia from the box.
It's from the box. Just sitting there with the red wine. What was it? The box wine, the Revolution. Sitting on the corner of the street.
Was it midnight? Whatever it's called, that stuff, you know? We could do the Jack Kerouac experience, you know?
No, dude, Nashville is going to be a really fun town. If you guys have never been, experienced a town like that. I know, you know, a lot of you guys are from bigger cities and whatnot, but like there's honestly, there's nothing like Nashville and that little strip that they have. It's pretty fun.
All right. So I'm at a computer. I looked up GLOW. It's the Best Western.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. That's the one they're saying they're going to stay at.
Yeah. Which is less than $100 a night, especially if you got yourself a membership or military discount. Senior is it a discount. Front?
So they're using it to sleep with people, aren't they?
Pretty much. I mean, you got it's up to date, but yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the like the faux fur lounge and the furry fucking walls.
I don't know. I've never stayed there. Matter of fact, when a few people actually sent me that, I was like, I don't even know where the fuck that is, to be honest with you. But I've been in Nashville for long enough to know where just about everything is. So it must be somewhat new or redone. I don't know. You know, it's probably still okay to stay there. I looked it up too. It looks okay. But
Okay. I mean, a lot of these, especially with Best Western, what they end up doing, they did a rebranding to make it seem like they're a high scale, you know, higher end middle class. But they bought all the failing hotels and just remodeled, like gutted it all out. So luckily,
like the Super 8s and stuff like that. Like,
yeah. Pretty much. So luckily, this is one of those, you know, where your key card is exterior and outdoors.
Yeah.
But this, or else maybe it was, and then they just, you know, added a wall.
That's funny.
It's GLO, by the way. I'm looking it up too. Yeah.
GLO. Yep.
GLO. No, it's got a little accent over the O too to make it sound a little bit, you know, European.
Jello. I don't know how the fuck you're supposed to say that.
So that's a love shack that everyone's going to, huh?
Apparently. I'm staying in the penthouse, so yeah.
At the Hilton?
No, I just bought one. Well, it's still gotta close. I should stop saying it. It still has to close. But no, I just got under contract to buy one of the only low-rise condominiums that is short-term rental approved in Nashville. And so, you know, obviously we weren't looking at the penthouse, but always end up fucking going up to the damn penthouse. My wife just fucking cannot say no to that shit. So yeah, hopefully we should be closing. I guess it is a new month. This month, at the end of this month. Good God, it's the first.
Is it the one that you end up sharing beforehand?
No, it's the same building, but it's not that unit. It's obviously.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So the NFT Nashville, I did get my ticket. I was actually trying to compete against Reese to get like the first ticket, but apparently it tells everybody ticket number one. a quick question. Which hotel are you holding this at?
The hotels. Basically, I was trying my best to get block rates. It's not going to matter. And I'm not.
Oh, I can't hear you anymore.
Yeah, same here.
Hello.
Welcome back.
You can hear me now? Oh, wait.
Yes. I'm...
Okay. Weird. That's fucking Twitter. So unfortunately I was trying to get us block rates. The block rates that the one person did get back to me, it's not even fucking worth it, to be honest with you. Because there's cheaper ones, like literally a block away. People can find their own and like party up. Like that's why everybody's going to GLOW. All the ones that I was looking for is like closer to the event. But I think a lot of people want to stay in Nashville instead. So.
Well, for old people like us, I also don't drink. And I prefer to have a safe place where I can easily walk to, but also hide away so I don't have to hear none of your shenanigans or, you know, it was someone planking in front of my fucking door. So in this case, you know, the conference area, if it's being held at an actual hotel, I always try to get the top floor next to an emergency area without like a corner room. But if you don't want to disclose that, that's
fine. No. So it's actually not like, so... It's 20 minutes south of that. It's in Franklin. I actually, if you look at my, it's somewhere down a little bit on my profile. I posted a list of the ones that I recommend that are close to the event space. That I'm just going to sound like an asshole right now, but Franklin or Cool Springs, the county that I live in and where all of those hotels are, it's one of the nicest and most, it's a nice county. We're one of the richest counties in all of America. So
would you say that the local Walmart parking lot, if I stayed there,
I remember you saying that. No, just, it's, you'd be safe
just as nice there. As the Glow.
Yeah, you'd probably be safer there. In Cool Springs or Franklin's Walmart, probably so. You'd probably be a lot safer.
Do they still do that? I hope they do. You can still do that? You can still park an RV or a trailer? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, still do it. They got our Walmart's nice, man. They got the fucking all the electric what do they call them? Rechargers or whatever. I don't know how it is. Everybody fucking Franklin drives a damn Tesla or some electric car. It's nice. You'll feel good, kid. You'll feel good. And it's not noisy.
Bro, I told you she wasn't joking about the Walmart thing.
Like, I know.
I'm going to park right next to her. We're gonna just chill.
Yeah, you might. Gaze is going to be that asshole that parks right next to you, and he's the noisy one.
I decided I'm not going to bring the trailer because since I am driving, I am going to have to drive nearby the rolling hills of the Smokies to get there. I just don't want to have to be hauling that shit.
Beautiful place. Gangs went there just recently. The fucking Smokies, dude. I'm telling you,
there's
a lot of weird shit there too at the same time. But like it, if you go up into the fucking the hills, it's beautiful.
Oh man, the Smokies were so beautiful, bro. I freaking love the Smokies.
You know what haunts me is in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. If you actually go to Chimney Peak, which is a 2.5-mile hike, but it's one of the most rigorous because it goes straight up. Right before you get to the last peak stairs, there is a Chippewa artifact that I tripped over, and I didn't have a spade with me to dig it up. I need to go back.
You're saying Chippewa Indians, right? Chippewa tribe.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that.
Why? Well, actually, why?
No. I mean,
because it's illegal.
It's kind of like if you donate to the Chippewa tribe afterward, that'd be awesome. But artifacts, yeah. You know, arrowheads and stuff like that are one thing. But if it's like a major, you know, some pottery or something like that, yeah.
No, it's a tool. It's like a hammer.
That's cool.
Like a blunt edge, but it's just the head. No stick to it. But here in Michigan, there's a local tribal area, Chippewa, Michigan, the Chippewa tribal nations out here.
Yeah, they got the Chippewa in Minnesota as well. Actually, there's a Turtle Mountain tribe. Yeah, they're all over. So, yeah, it was like the Trail of Tears that they moved them out of that area in Tennessee, right? So I don't know the history of it, but I think they all were, you know. But no, that's cool. Go back up there and find it. That'd be awesome.
I want to go up into hills and go mining. I don't know why I've been on this really weird. I think it's because I'm getting older. Like I'm getting into some weird shit. Like I want to go fucking mine for ore and shit like that. I've always wanted to do that kind of shit. Like I'm a dork. Early in the morning, guys, when I'm doing my research for like video content, like on the other monitor, I will literally be watching some like, I found silver ore, fucking diamonds in this old abandoned shaft or whatever. Like I watch weird shit like that. I'm like, I want to go do that.
That's what I usually do. You got a rock hound in you. There's a lot of amethyst out that way. I came across, of course, a lot of like rose quartz areas and obsidian. Obsidian ore. You can find the old shafts right at Asheville. Let me think. North Carolina to Tennessee.
Asheville is beautiful too. I can see that. I can see that with the mountains and the hills there. I can see that being probably a good place or a place that people have mined before.
Yeah, it's a 20-mile hike if you go towards like Lover's Peak, the old the hidden springs, natural springs that they have. You can find also some of the old shafts that they have and find some good ore.
You know what I want to go to? I don't know if you guys have ever seen this before. It's in Arkansas, I believe, but it's like a national park that you can go. It's like Diamond something National Park or something like that. But like literally, I got to find it and I'll post it later on my stuff. But it's really interesting because they have a field that they'll plow. It's like a couple of acres or whatnot. And they, for like really cheap, like 15 or 10 bucks or something like that, you can go and you can sift the field. And like apparently every single day, people leave with like brown, yellow, and whatever diamonds from over there. I want to go take my kids to go do that. I think that would be freaking fun as hell. I don't know. I'm into weird shit, man. I feel like I'm, you know, you're getting older when you're like, I want to go fucking dig in the dirt again.
Unless you never stopped.
I guess, yeah, or you just never stopped. You're still digging in the dirt.
But you are getting old if you're on a freaking hotel reservation website and can't figure out how to change the fucking dates around. I'm getting really sick and tired of these fucking websites.
What? It's simple. Just go on the... What are you on?
I'm on Best Western. I'm actually trying to book a room at the Best Western. The Glow. And I picked a room. And it's like, okay, edit stay. Well, I clicked on it and it just goes back to I can only check in for this day. Oh, I blocked my cookies. That's why I got to open up my fucking.
No, kid. It's that corner room, right? I just booked it. The one up on the high floor. Yeah.
Fuck your face, Gus.
I just took it. No, I'm kidding. I'll tell you what. I won't take it. It's right there on my screen. I'll tell you what. If you give me your like military ID number, well, I'll tell you what.
ID 10 Tango.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
You guys are hilarious. No, I, if you guys book it over there, if you guys do Glow, like apparently there is going to be several people that are all staying there. So, I mean, I don't know. I understand what you're saying. I'm kind of like that too, Kit. Like I'm very personal and I can cut up with anybody whenever there's like events. But like when it comes time to rest, like I'm kind of a grumpy, gosh, Gus, I promise I'm not trying to like, use your name. I'm kind of a grumpy Gus, but like I like to kind of like make sure there's nobody running back and forth in the hallways and shit like that screaming.
I'm the same way. Yeah, it's just I take earplugs and stick them in so far they touch my brain, so I can't hear anything. So yeah. I go to bed pretty early, but I might just rage for one night and then make the drive back with a hangover. You know, so
hey, it's a monster. Knows? Hey man, they got the two for six now. On those big white monsters, dude. Those things are, I'm so fucking, that's bad. I got an addiction problem.
It's a big white purple monster. I have no idea.
So, okay, obviously you have a preference. The white ones, Kit, and the sunset orange ones are the only ones that I can stomach. My wife has tried to get me to get that red one, but like the sunset orange, I don't know what it's called.
And the white peachy keen.
Oh, mm-hmm. Not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, the little pink ones they came out with, the strawberry, I can drink those. But the purple cans are my addiction. But they only make them in one distribution center. So they import them all over the United States and export. And it's far and in between because here in Michigan, we'll have our dry spells. So I'm kind of like a Seinfeld episode where, you know, all the people try to get in the sponges. I'm like saving up on my monster cans.
Hey, Webcraft, what's up, man?
Yeah, I came up just because you guys are feel like you're speaking to me. I drink the white monster nonstop, and I just bought a metal detector. So I was on the public beach, you know, hey, dude, just we're sweeping all
together.
Yeah, getting old, buddy. Woo.
Why did you get the metal detector? Like, what made you?
I'm getting old. I'm getting the same itch. I want to dig.
You're watching the same videos that I'm watching.
Yeah.
No drones, just metal detectors.
Oh, right? Man, I was looking at drones so hard, too. It's just, there's so many things. Yeah,
no, I want a drone, metal detector on a drone, though, would make things a lot easier because I am getting older, and it would be nice if I could just fly that fucker up the hill and, like, hover it over some things. Like, actually, that's an idea.
See, I'm thinking like drone with a LiDAR. I'm thinking a LiDAR drone. I want to scan.
You're just nosy. That's what Ah, that shit sounds appealing too, though. Like, I'm not gonna lie. That sounds like a lot of fun as well. Oh, I just want to be that guy. I definitely want to be that guy as I get older that just got weird shit. And like when my kids come over with their friends, they're going to be like, why does your dad have all this cool but weird shit? And like they say some weird stuff like he's just into snooping on people. Like that's, I just want to be that guy. Yep.
My son just made like Bulldog like 2x hot spicy ramen, and we're gonna like suffer together.
Oh, so, go get it, man! Ramen sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. He's gonna be doing like the jig around the kitchen. So he's like, he's in his teens. He's like, let's like get in pain. But it's ready. I gotta run, guys. You have a good one. It's good talking to you. Later, guys. Take care.
Later.
Bye bye.
Wait, Gus, are you coming?
My wife just gave me like the total guilt trip. So over time, I can work. You know. I haven't bought the ticket yet, but yeah, I'm pretty, I said I am. So I will, I'll just figure it out between now and then to justify it.
Yeah, you know? We're just going to keep guilting them. That's all.
So I hope so. It looks good. I mean, she goes back to Japan all the time. Come on. I haven't been there in 5 years. It's like, give me a trip to Nashville. Jeez.
Hey, you're supposed to be going because you're going to lose your thing if you don't go though. Right.
Lose Japan. Oh, yeah, I have to go because I'm going to lose my reentry permit. Yeah, yeah, and I'll lose my permanent residency. So I've got to go between now and in the winter.
To be honest with you, I'd much rather you do that before some NFT event. That sounds a lot cooler to have, man. I wish I could run over to...
It's more of a chore, you know what I mean? I've got to go over there and meet, like, friends and you know, old friends and family and stuff. So it's just a lot of work. And then the other part is I have to go as you guys know, with passports, you have to go, you can't have 6 months left on your passport. You have to go before 6 months. Right. So my passport, I think it's going to end in like March and April. And then there might be, you know, Japan, they might close it down because of the new COVID stuff. If we're thinking about it, they're definitely going to do it. You know,
Japan's like strict. Go. Don't, we're carrying on. Your son's probably waiting.
All right. You guys have a good one. Thanks a lot.
Later,
buddy. Great night. Thanks.
Later. I actually do have to shut this down myself, guys. I really do appreciate your guys' conversations. I got to go pick up the wife from the airport over here in just a couple of minutes. So we will talk to you later. What's up, Wabi? What's up, Signal? What's up, everybody else, man? What's up, Porporo? What's up, man? Sorry, guys. I know I wanted the conversation too, but it can't be late to pick up the wife. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of pain. Payments, red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage. Like the shit is play for keeps, clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats. Tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few
dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.